أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City, today we will look at Kamil Clothes. And Kamil Clothes is literally called Kamil Clothes because it is the completion clothes. See, it has one surah in it, Surah Al-Ma'idah, which is surah number 5, and Ma'idah is literally the table of food. And this table of food refers to the miraculous food or that was sent down from the heavens when the disciples of Prophet Isa asked for it from him. But we will look at it when we look at the surah. But in essence, this surah contains the last verse that was revealed of the Quran, and it's known as Ayatul Ikmal, the verse of completion, where Allah says in Ayah 3, right at the end, He says, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. This day I have perfected for you your religion. Wa an'amtu alaykum ni'mati, and completed my favors upon you. Wa radhitu lakum al-Islam deena, and I have chosen for you Islam as a religion. It's a phenomenal verse revealed as soon as the Prophet declared the guardianship of Imam Ali on the day of Ghadir, after which he said, Allah is the greatest upon perfection of the religion and completion of blessings and his satisfaction with my messengerhood and Ali's guardianship after me. We'll look at Ayatul Ikmal in more detail, but right now, let's just look at this chapter. So the focus, first of all, it has 120 ayat. It's a Madani surah, and its focus is the finishing touches of religion. It talks about social values, the succession to the Prophet as completion of religion, which we looked at, and the establishment of relations between Muslims and the people of the book, with set boundaries as such. And as I mentioned before, the surah takes its name from the miraculous table of food that Allah sent down to Prophet Isa and his disciples at their request. Now, we've divided this surah into 7 sections. First section looks at fulfilling covenants, there's directives to the believers, and the succession to the Prophet as completion of religion. But the first ayah is phenomenal because Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, bil uqud, fulfill your agreements, whether they're spoken or unspoken, written or unwritten, social or personal, with divinity or with other human beings. You have to keep your promises. Uqud comes from aqd. It's the plural of aqd. Aqd is a knot, an obligation, a promise, a binding agreement. So it's a constitutional phrase to fulfill all agreements. Dietary laws are mentioned, and as I started off with, the completion of religion. The ayah of wudu and tayammum is here as well. This is ayah number 6 in the surah, where Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, إِذَا كُمْتُ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ, when you stand up for salah, فَغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ, wash your faces and your hands as far as your elbows, وَامْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ, and wipe your heads and your feet to the ankles. Also talks about incidents where you can't find water. Allah talks about tayammum. He says, فَلَمْ تَجِدُ مَعًا, if you cannot find water, فَتَيَمَّمُوا سَعِيدًا تَيِّبًا, then use pure earth. فَامْسَحُوا بِوُجُوهِكُمْ وَعَيْدِيَكُمْ مِنْهُ, and wipe your faces and your hands with it. Like I said, it has the finishing touches, every little bit that was left out, like the ribbon you tie on a parcel, it finishes everything off. The second section looks at the covenants with the people of the book. Although they broke them by exaggerating claims of divinity to Prophet Isa and the refusal of the Bani Israel to obey Prophet Musa, there is an order to normalize relationships with set boundaries. Section 3 looks at the two sons of Prophet Adam. This is from Ayat 27 to 32. And how Kabil kills Habil out of jealousy and then doesn't know what to do with the body. And a crow has to show him how to bury his brother's body. Section 4 looks at divine judgment to establish justice, and there's an instruction to those who believe to be impartial and just even when dealing with those who show enmity. And this justice has to go hand in hand with love, with brotherhood, with care and concern for humanity. In Ayah 35, Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, or you who believe, ittaqullah, be God-conscious, wabtaghu ilayhil wasila, and seek a means of nearness to him, wajahidu fi sabilihi, and strive hard in his way, la'allakum tuflihun, so that you may be successful. Section 5 looks at the rules of engagement with people of the book, but also two amazing ayat, 555, that is Ayah 55 and Ayah 67. And Ayah 55 is, oh my goodness, so beautiful. Allah says, إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاقِعُونَ. Only Allah is your wali, the one who you incline towards, and his messenger. And those who believe, now look what Allah says. He says, those who keep up salah and pay zakah while they do ruku. And the only incident is of Imam Ali alayhi salam, who gives his ring in ruku whilst in salah. Absolutely phenomenal. And Ayah 67. And this was the ayah that was revealed in Ghadir, where the Prophet is told, Ya ayyuhar rasul, O Prophet, بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك. Deliver what has been revealed to you from your Rabb. وإن لم تفعل, and if you do not do it, فما بلغت رسالته. It is as though you have not delivered his message. والله يقسمك من الناس. Allah will protect you from the people. إن الله لا يحفي القوم الكافرين. Allah does not guide the people who cover up the truth. And it was after this that the Prophet announced the succession of Imam Ali by saying, من كنت مولاه فهذا Ali and Mawla. Absolutely phenomenal. And we look at these ayat separately. Finally, in the penultimate section, which is section 6, there's a directive to believers to enjoy the good things that Allah has given, but to guard against wastefulness and excesses. Do not indulge in swearing or gambling or intoxicants or superstitions or violation of the sanctity of the Kaaba. And right at the end, it's the miracles of Prophet Isa, which includes the table of food from which the surah gets its name and its descent from heaven. And right at the end, there is a statement where Allah says, لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah says, the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, وَمَا فِيهِنَّ, and what is in them, وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, and he has power over all things. A phenomenal surah. Meditation ensures us forgiveness. So let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be able to take these gems from the Quran and be able to apply them to our life. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.